Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Darryl the Guru Johnson taking care of a family issue. He's at a funeral today, so if you want to make any jokes, just know that it's a serious situation. What's up, Evan? How you doing, buddy?
Well, first and foremost, yes, everyone knows that. So thoughts and prayers with Goo and the Johnson's family. But I don't think you're so happy just because I'm in. You had an amazing afternoon that I know the people want to hear about.
Well, it was a wonderful, wonderful concert. I got to see Billy Idol yesterday, and I'd like to thank the boss for allowing me to get out of here at 1:30. He did me a big favor. Now he's put me in a bad spot with my teammates because they think I quit on him at the end of the day yesterday. But now it was Alice had a private concert with Billy Idol at the Battery in San Francisco, about 50 of us. It was just incredible. The guy's incredible.
What was the best part?
Oh man, the best part was how intimate it was, how down to earth the guy was. Jane from Alice interviewed him for about 10 or 15 minutes before he played about four songs for about 40 minutes. So it was quickie, an hour, came down specifically to do this. And then he did a concert in LA last night. He's an icon.
Oh, it was a double dipper.
Yeah. He came up specifically to do this. And then apparently flew back to LA middle of the day and did a concert last night in LA.
How old is he?
69.
He look it? You sound like
it? He looks great. He's got great head of hair, voice still very strong, and just it was a lot of fun. I got to tell you something. You're sitting there 10 feet from a guy who was just on top of the rock and roll world 30 years ago. Just part of the MTV generation that blossomed out of that station. Anyway, it was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was a once in a lifetime type of thing. It really was. So appreciate everybody for making concessions for me. I'll make it up to you somehow.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. We got Warriors at Milwaukee tonight. We've got Tony Vitello getting introduced as the Giants manager at 11 o'clock. We are going to take that press conference live at 11. Tony Vitello is the first person ever hired as a major league manager without any playing or coaching experience in the major leagues. That in and of itself makes it pretty interesting. So we'll bring that to you at 11 o'clock. Spend a little time on the Giants. Obviously, we'll get into the 49ers. And then we got a fun guest at 1 o'clock, Steve Summers. He's a Bay Area native. He's a Giants fan. He was once the PA announcer for the San Francisco Warriors. And he's been a host of WFAN for over 30 years. He's done overnights for 30 years at WFAN. And he's a Bay Area native. We're going to talk to him. He's got a book out. Have some fun talking Giants, 49ers,
this guy's probably
and Warriors.
Got some stories, too.
I
got
to believe. I saw a photo of him. He looks like he's a, you know what he kind of reminds me of a little bit? Bill King.
That's so funny you said that. That was the first guy I thought of.
When you saw, that's what I thought of
the
when I
saw the only thing
he
was
photo.
Missing was the little mustache. But yeah, the full head of white hair, but kind of like coiffed in a way that resembles something of yesteryear. The guy's, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and he apparently he's a character. according to the boss. So we'll have some fun there. And he looks like a guy who's got a lot of interest outside sports. That's why he reminded me of Bill King. If you knew anything about the late Bill King, he was not only one of the best play-by-play guys out there, he was a Renaissance man of sorts. And that's the sense I'm getting from Steve Summers. Anyway, Warriors tonight, they play the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Big game.
And I thought I was working with Goo.
Big game.
Yeah, it's a big game. It's a big game, and the Bucks have a guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has expressed a willingness to play in another place other than Milwaukee, but he's in Milwaukee now, and he's always had a connection to the Warriors. He's one of the guys the Warriors have targeted over the years, or at least thought about targeting. And my question now is, how desperate are you to get Giannis Antetokounmpo if you could? Would it still be a no-brainer as far as you're concerned if you can get Giannis in here? And it feels like they're equipped now more than ever to be a player if it comes to fruition. Just let's start out getting your thoughts on that, E.
Well, yes, but before we get into that,
yeah.
I think the more interesting part of the conversation is every time we've talked about Giannis, it always comes to a skidding halt because, and it's a fair retort, what do the Warriors really have that the Bucks actually want? But we spent a lot of time yesterday, I would say the past couple of days, talking about like the emergence of this, if you want to call it a second timeline, just kind of young core, right? Kuminga's look great. Moody's beginning to shoot it better. Pods is playing solid and has always kind of been a guy, pardon me, that's been in the mix for past trades. I think that this is a much more kind of, this is a group that a lot of people I think would look at and say, there's some pieces there now for the Warriors. And you never want to mess with a good thing. But it's interesting as we're standing here, and we'll watch the game tonight. Giannis has been unbelievable. Like, I know he's in year 12 or 13, whatever it is, but what he's done through the first four games of this season is nothing short of spectacular. Like, you can make a case he's been better than Wembanyama, who's been the guy that everybody's just fawned over. So, we're going to see how good he is tonight. I think, Steiny, to me, it's the question becomes, is this more legitimate or more possible than it's ever been? And it's as much to me now as about the Warriors as it is about Giannis wants out. Like, because that was the only thing that we looked at and said, dude, if Giannis says he wants to come to Golden State, well, then we can get him. I wonder if people are looking at this younger group of players and saying, well, there's actually something Milwaukee might want back now.
You know, I kind of can't believe I'm saying this, but last year at this time, if Giannis's name would have come up, I would have said, they can't get him. They don't have enough pieces. They don't have enough good pieces. They don't have enough productive pieces. But and here's the thing about it only being five games in. We've got to let it play out a little longer. But I got to tell you, I'm looking at Pods, Moody, Kuminga, and even Post a little bit, thinking, look, I don't know if any of those guys are a superstar or are a one, let's say, on a great team. But they're playing extremely well, and who's to say if you don't hold on to those guys and Kuminga keeps growing, once Curry's kind of winding down or gone, that's when you try to get a free agent in here who's the best player on your team. I don't know, man. I've Pods, Moody, Kuminga, and Post. Of course I'm going to give a couple of them up for Giannis, but we're getting into the draft pick, so that always scares me. And the trade that's been proposed would have the Warriors essentially acquiring Giannis in a three-team deal with the Bucks and Pistons. They would have to give up Jimmy Butler and Pods and explain the picks that they would be giving up in this deal.
So this was a hypothetical floated by Bleacher Report, and basically it was how do the Warriors get Giannis? So Jimmy Butler and I think like a second-round pick from Detroit – from Milwaukee, would go to Detroit. So Jimmy would go to Detroit. Brandon Pajemski would go to Milwaukee with a host of players that the Pistons would send. And from the Warriors, the draft capital that they would have to give up would be three unprotected first-round picks, and three pick swaps leading up from now essentially until 2032. So it would be the majority of the investment, I believe, would be in your future. It would be draft picks. But the only players that you would give up in this hypothetical are Jimmy Butler and Brandon Pajemski. Like, we were talking about this before with the boss, and I thought he brought up an interesting point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, things are really good with the Warriors right now. And I know all the time when things are going good, you don't want to mess again with a good thing.
Right.
But I do wonder if people have now gotten to the point with Jimmy Butler, with Golden State of, you know what? We don't need Giannis. Like, that's not a player that I would give up those guys for. Because to me, Steiny, if you told me that the Warriors had a chance to make that deal, I'm not saying it's going to come to fruition because the Bucks are also playing good. They might not do this. But if you told me in 3 years that it leaks out that the Warriors had a chance to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo and all they'd have to give up were first-round picks, Jimmy Butler, and Brandon Pajemski, and Giannis got traded somewhere else, I would be irate.
Would you really?
Yeah. You're telling me I have a chance to get one of the best three players on planet Earth to pair with Steph for a chance to go all in to win a championship and maybe some of the last years he has left in his prime, and they chose not to do that, and he still gets traded somewhere else. It's a different story if he stays in Milwaukee and signs that contract extension because you knew you could never get him. But if he goes somewhere else and you're telling me that this deal was on the table and the Warriors said no, that's a miss. That is absolutely a miss. You have to do that.
All right. Just to clarify, we would be talking about those two players and, for example, this upcoming draft, 2026, goes to the Bucks. 2027 is the Warriors would have the worst pick of the Bucks Warriors. The year after that, they'd have no pick. The year after that, pick swap. The
yes.
year after that,
it alternates.
No pick.
Alternates.
Man, that's a lot. Let me think about it over the break and also ask Warrior fans what their mindset is you're going to watch Giannis tonight. He's a guy that's been on a lot of teams' wish lists, put it that way. But we got a team right now that's playing pretty well. Great vibes, gelling. I know it's only five games, but 888-957-9570. We're going to carry the Tony Vitello press conference live at 11 o'clock. He's the Giants' new manager. Steve Summers at 1 o'clock, Bay Area native, who's written a book and has worked at WFAN for decades. He's going to join us. He's a fun interview. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right. Thank you, Steph.
I think this is Billy Joel. Uptown Girl.
Oh, stay hot, pasta.
Uh-oh, risotto. That's Billy Joel, not Billy Idol.
I think that's who Billy Idol you were going to see yesterday.
I know, that's
originally.
Yeah, well, look for White Wedding, Dancing With Myself, or Rebel Yell.
White Wedding. He's great.
He was fun last night. All right, Warriors-Bucks tonight, and I hear a lot of people talking about strength in numbers and how Pods, Moody, and Kuminga are playing, and we're just talking about Giannis, who's maybe playing it out in Milwaukee right now. And he's expressed that he's open-minded to anything. But it seems clear right now that he's giving it a shot here in Milwaukee. Like he's playing great. What is he? 36-14.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Like 70%.
Yeah. But I'm hearing, a lot about the vibes of this team. They're 4-1. It's early, but how urgent, or how, I guess the word's desperate, because when I think of Giannis, I think of a move that you'd have to make that would be incredibly risky, because you'd probably be giving up some pretty good players and some pretty good picks. The thought that they would have to give up three unprotected firsts and three pick swaps and then only give up a couple players, Butler would have to be one, and let's just say Pods is the other. It's very intriguing to me, and I hear how a lot of people would say you've got to do that if you have a chance. I'm just sitting here telling you right now, these damn draft picks are something that I get they're not promised, and you never know, but the scariest proposition to me is Steph Curry being at the end of the road. And now they're looking at a dearth of picks. Now, you can do that if you're convinced you can bring free agents in here. And maybe that's the way they'll go about it. But I would just like to be chock full of draft picks from 2027 to 2032, knowing that Steph's probably not going to be playing at this level at that point.
Well, I think they would like to be. Unless they could get a player of his caliber. Like, you know, Draymond Green talked about not wanting to give up the cupboard, right, for Lauri Markkanen. I think it's totally fair. The fact that they weren't able to get Paul George and Markkanen, I think that was, what, Plan A summer ago?
Yeah.
Ended up being a great thing for them. But I just remember when they traded for Jimmy Butler, which was kind of a fleece at the time, just because Jimmy had to get out. They had to get rid of him. And this wasn't Jimmy's first destination, by the way. He wanted to go to Phoenix. I remember everyone saying, well, Butler, he can't shoot. He can't shoot. He's not going to fit. And there were questions about the fit when he got here, and very quickly they were dismissed because he helped them win immediately. I just think that this idea that someone like Giannis wouldn't fit here, like, to me, the basketball discussion is kind of futile. Like, he's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's going to help you in so many different ways. That what I think I'm really wondering, Steiny, is, okay, so do you want to potentially, looking ahead, mess with what's happening here? You know, do the Warriors look good enough, and it's been five games, for us to say, this is our team, we're good enough to, you know, try and go as far as we can, and then we'll see what happens in the future? Because to me, I think if you make a trade like this, you give yourself a better chance to win a title, but you sacrifice your future.
Right.
Right now, they have a chance to win a title, but they also have their future. They're 1 foot in, 1 foot out, which is kind of what they've been, I think, for the better part of the last, well, really since Clay tore his Achilles and KD left. I think they've been 1 foot in, 1 foot out. This, to me, would be the all-in move. And I think you just have to weigh as a fan whether or not it's worth it for you.
You know, it's funny because when the Markkanen talk was going on last year, I think we were talking about two unprotected firsts, and that's the trade that Draymond Green said, yeah, we shouldn't make this trade. It's too much for him. And now looking at that, I think he was exactly right. You know, I think Markkanen's a nice player, but obviously Giannis is kind of a next level type player. He's 30 years old, but he's been in the league, what, 12 or 13 years already?
Yeah.
As far as stylistically and Giannis wearing a Warrior uniform, yeah, they'd absolutely have to do, they'd have to play a little bit different, but I think they could do it. But I also think the possibility of a Giannis is it would allow Steph Curry to, it would take more pressure off Steph Curry to have to be the man this year, next year, the year, like then they'd get that player that where they can start to transition to Steph being a two to Giannis. And then he gets to decline in quotes where he doesn't have to carry the team. And that's ideally the way you'd want it done, with Giannis being the carrier at that point.
He'd be the best player that Curry's played with since Kevin Durant.
No doubt.
I mean, that's just a fact. But I think a lot of people are hesitant about it because, I don't know, is it because of Giannis's age, Steiny? Like, is it because he's been in the league for so long? Because I hate to break it to you, you're watching four 35-year-olds on a nightly basis on this team. Like, age to me, while it is naturally a concern, the Warriors have made a declaration that age is not going to be something they consider. It's just, you don't go and sign Al Horford, who's 39 years old, bring in a 35 going on 36-year-old last year in Jimmy Butler, to pair them with a 35-year-old in Draymond Green, and Steph Curry is going to be 38 this year. Like, you just don't do that if age is a concern.
No.
So, to me, looking at this from a standpoint of, well, he's old and he's been hurt, it's like, yeah, who got hurt last year in the playoffs? Steph Curry. Like, I'm sorry, that's just the way it goes. If you get hurt, then your chances to win a championship are going to go down.
Right.
But that's the inherent risk I think the Warriors are willing to ride with by putting together this kind of team.
I mean, the guy's a great player. The guy's a top three player when he's healthy. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He is a little different kind of a player than the Warriors have had here, no doubt about it. But the other thing I'm thinking about is, man, you get Giannis and Draymond Green defensively, and Horford's still around. I mean, you have the makings of a phenomenal defensive unit. So I guess maybe over the course of the next few hours, I could get talked into it. But man, you better be prepared. I mean, here's the other thing: if you get Giannis, he signed through 2028, I believe. You know, you better stay competitive. And I know the easy answer is, well, you definitely will because of Steph. But if you don't, the worst possible scenario is in a year or two, Giannis wants out of here and you've already traded all your assets in terms of draft picks for him. And now what are you going to do? Now you're in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, Milwaukee's playing the Warriors tonight. Milwaukee's off to a good start. And Giannis is off to a phenomenal start. So let's go. Let's start it off with Austin in Redwood City. What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I just want to say it's hard. It's hard to make a decision on getting Giannis just because the simple fact, like you said, his age plays a big part in hooking him up with Draymond and Jimmy Butler and Curry at 35 and up. Man, that's crazy. You see what the Warriors did with their youngins against the Clippers the other night. They ran them old legs out the gym. But, if we get Giannis and we're giving up a lot of our assets for him, it's like a rebuilding state at that point.
Well, it wouldn't be rebuilding yet, clearly, because they'd be going for it this year, next year, and maybe after that. But I don't know how long that would last.
Yeah, you're right. But how about this? Is the team better than the Jordan Poole Wiggins championship run now without no big? You think the Warriors need an extra big?
No, I don't.
To go run and get some rebounds? Because tonight is going to be a big task. They can tire us out with them two big big bodies that they got down there with Turner and Giannis and Portis and Kuzma. These all capable of guys are getting double doubles.
Well, you know what? And they're going to have to play a big team at some point. And tonight's the night that they're going to get a bigger team.
Denver's pretty big, and they're able to hang with them.
I don't think they need an extra big man right now. They might, you know, if Trayce Jackson-Davis, whatever, falls out of the rotation or something like that. But I mean, how much longer can Steph play? Like, if you get Giannis, do you feel better that Steph can play 4 more years, like at a high level?
At a high level, I don't know if you can assume that, but then again, it's like right now, it's been 5 games. He's averaging what he averaged during 2016. Like, as far as his numbers, shooting splits, that kind of
Curry.
Yeah. Like, again, it's 5 games, and I don't think it'll keep up. But every single year we're waiting for this guy to fall off, and it doesn't happen. I think the Warriors are assuming he's going to be this kind of player until he's not. And you have to try and give him the best chance possible, which is what, to me, this would be about. As much as Steiny, we can talk about should they do it, should they not. My bigger concern is this is the first time this summer that we've heard explicitly that Giannis would be willing to be dealt. Like, there's been murmurs, there's been rumors, but he said through a report that he'd be willing and his preferred destination would be New York. The point of this exercise is if you saw that this trade in 2 or 3 years comes out and the Warriors said, no, we didn't want to do it, and Giannis goes to New York City because the Warriors said no, how would you feel about it? I would feel like the Warriors would be prioritizing their future over the possibility of winning the best possible chance to win a championship.
You know what? And that you put it that way, and that makes it sound different. And it makes it more likable or more doable. And that is, up until this point, I thought they strayed during the Wiseman-Kuminga years when they got drafted. But nevertheless, in the last 2 or 3 years, they've done everything. They've made it clear, everything for Steph Curry. So if that's the strategy, then yeah, you got to make this trade. You have to make this trade if it's available. And that's the other thing, that the reason this is pertinent, not only because they play the Bucks tonight, but Giannis is in a gray area right now where it could go either way. And this happens a lot in the NBA with stars, and they have to play it out and see if they're going to stay or not. But what I'm getting at is I think Giannis is more realistic now and in the next year to be traded than he's ever been in his career. And it's coinciding with, yes, just 5 games, but it's coinciding with the Warriors' young players playing as well as they've played together as a group and individually. And yeah, it might give you a little more pause to get rid of a Pods or a Kuminga, even if he's part of a deal that's not the one that looks exactly like this one. And this is where I'm being honest. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd be a little more careful about treating Pods, Moody, Kuminga, and Post as just guys you could get rid of. Because they're playing pretty well right now, and they're at that point in their career. Evan Pods is in his 3rd year, Moody's in his 5th, Kuminga's in his 5th. It's like it's all setting up for them to emerge this year.
Yeah, we've already seen it.
Yeah, and that's I feel like I want to give that a little more of a crack, if you know what I mean.
Well, we have to, right? This wouldn't be able to go down until February. But I think that the point is, look, they play Milwaukee tonight. You're starting to hear the Giannis. Like, as much as they made the move for Turner, I mean, you're going to see tonight, he's going to be out there with Gary Trent Jr., a former Warriors pick, and Ryan Rollins, who's kind of playing pretty well, and a host of guys that, like, they can't win a title. And I think Giannis knows that. And so if he wants to do that, the question is always, does he have more loyalty than to Milwaukee than he does to chasing another championship? And if he wants to do that, I think he'll eventually want to get out of there. But the Warriors, meanwhile, you know, you're right. They've kind of, I don't know, since 2020, like they've been looking at the future. I think they still are set up nicely for the future. Like, if this thing goes sideways this year, guys get hurt, it derails, they still have a chance to, I think, kind of reboot this thing quickly with the amount of picks that they have. And to your point, the emerging young guys. You know, I wonder how this team's been playing well. There's no doubt about it. But I think the question in the past has been, well, would you flip, you know, a Jimmy for a Giannis? And he has to be involved because of monetary reasons. But are you willing now, having seen the early returns on Kuminga's leap, Pajemski's, I wouldn't say leap, but development, Moses Moody looking like he can be a capable 3-and-D player. You know, those three guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you willing to invest more in them than you would be to look outside the Warriors? Because to me, Steiny, like, I would be willing to do it because I could keep two of them. Like, if you're telling me two of the three I get to keep in this scenario, it'd be Giannis to Golden State, Butler to Detroit, Pods, three unprotected first-round picks, and three pick swaps to Milwaukee. They're also getting a bunch of guys from the Pistons. That's something that I would be willing to do because I get to keep two of the young guys. I don't have to give up all of them. You know, it changes to me if they say, hey, we need all three. Like, we need Pajemski, Moody, and Kuminga. That, to me, you're not just giving up your future and your darts that you're throwing at a draft board. You're giving up legitimate NBA talent. And it looks like emerging NBA talent as well.
No doubt. And I wonder how much, and I know it's not their primary goal, but if you're Detroit or Milwaukee, do you look and say, all right, well, what are the Warriors getting out of this? Well, they're going to get off Pods and Butler, but they're going to still have Curry, Green, Giannis, Kuminga, Horford. I don't know if I would, you know, especially if Kuminga's playing like this, I don't know if I would, I'd gift the Warriors Giannis, because that team is pretty scary, I think. But I don't know. I can't believe I'm saying this, but if the trade, I guess if you had to make a decision on the trade today, you'd probably go ahead and do it. But I'm more than content with, yeah, let's let another month or so play out, see what goes on in Milwaukee, and see what goes on here.
Well, yeah. Look, this is a waiting game, but to me, it's like, do you think the Warriors are in a place as a franchise where they're willing to go all in?
Yes, absolutely.
This is the move. Like, it just is, I think. And I think they've been kind of waiting for this possibility. We've heard, like, little rumors, too, breadcrumbs of this, right? They have an eye on 2027. Why is 2027 a free agency or a summer that the Warriors have their eyes on clearing their books for? There's two guys, and one of them is one of the players we're discussing. It's Giannis and it's Jokic. I have a hard time believing that Jokic would ever leave Denver because there's never been any sort of report that he wants out of there as a trade in mind. Giannis is the only guy that has been floated time and time again. And to me, this is the most realistic point of that discussion. I think that's what intrigues me about today and when they play the Bucks tonight.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. Hey, Father Time, how you doing?
What up, fellas? I was going to lay my case out for this, but I'll just start with, are you crazy? If Giannis is willing to come to anybody, if he's willing to be traded, and you compare Giannis with Steph Curry, you want to talk about gravity, gravity inside, gravity outside, and you get to hold on to, well, of course, you're holding on to Draymond, and maybe you're holding on to Kuminga. This is done yesterday. This is like, if you could do this deal today, I know you have to wait until February. This is done, done, done. Moses Moody, Kaczynski, like, what are we talking about? This is Giannis and Steph.
Well,
so
we're talking about is not having a pick this year, having a lesser pick next year. No, like you're going to have 3 years where you have no picks, and it'll probably be after Curry's all gone, or at least two of them. You know, that's the danger. That's all I'm saying.
Let me hit you with this. Two words. James Wiseman, talk to me about your picks. Talk to me about your second pick in the draft. If the goal in any sport is to win a championship, and you've got this player available, potentially, I know it's all potential, and you give up, you know, you want to talk about age with Giannis? How old is Jimmy Butler? Like, ship Jimmy Butler, ship Brandon, and win a championship. And worry about 2030 later. Go get the third best player on the planet. Who's a better player, Giannis or Steph Curry?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why?
I don't feel like it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't feel like
it. No, listen, I get it, Father Time. You want to finish up or you good?
No, I mean, I love your show, is what I want to say. And then secondly, I just can't believe, I mean, no, it's Sports Talk Radio. I just can't believe that there'd be any question about this. Maybe Kuminga, maybe giving up Kuminga, maybe it's not a deal breaker, but you'd have to swallow hard and feel bad about it, maybe. But if
you're, hey,
you, like right now,
you're right. Hey, listen, hey, Father Time, we were talking about this before the show, and I said to Evan, I'm like, you know, we might be sitting in here saying, I don't know if I do it. And if Lacob or Dunleavy were in here, they'd say, what are you, crazy? Of course we're going to do it. So I acknowledge your point. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think, too,
thanks a lot, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Like, I do have to explain this maybe for some people that aren't super familiar with your stance on trades like these. This is the furthest you've ever come to saying yes to something like this.
No doubt.
So I appreciate it. This is a big step for you, Steiny.
It is.
Admitting that you would be open to it.
You'd have to be open to it. Here's what I think. I don't think, like, I'm not convinced you could get Giannis. Okay, forget the picks. Like, you're going to have to swallow hard on two unprotected first, three unprotected. Like, that's a given. You're going to have to do that. I still am curious to whether you could still get Giannis and just give up Butler and one other guy. I just feel like it would have to be more than that. But maybe I'm wrong, and that's the thing. If it's not more than that, I don't think I could turn it down.
I think you'd be banking on the idea that the Bucks are just trying to get as much draft capital as they can, and the Warriors' picks are pretty valuable. You know, for the reasons that we're talking about, right? The reason why everyone wants Golden State's first-round picks is because all of their players are at the end of their careers.
Yep.
And you don't know what they're going to be. So you can make a case that, let's look across the entire NBA. Who has the most valuable picks beyond 2029, 2030, which is kind of the back end of these three? It's the Warriors. And I think they know that, too, which is why the only way that they would give them up. And someone brought this up in the YouTube chat. I think it was Nacho, which is fair. Going all in was Jimmy Butler. I disagree, because going all in is giving up those unknown picks in which your team could be just in absolute shadow. You know, you could be nothing at that point. I know we got to hit a break.
But it's intriguing. And the trade out there that would just involve two players, I how could you say no to that? Maybe people think you should. 888-957-9570. All right, here's what's going on. We're going to spend another 10-15 minutes on the Warriors, and then we're going to take the Tony Vitello live press conference at 11 o'clock. He's the new manager of the Giants. No experience in the major leagues. First manager ever hired without any type of major league experience. So that in and of itself makes this hire very intriguing and worth talking about. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.